Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome to KER Politics. We're talking about a number of things today. We're going to talk about a profile of what's going on in the biggest mistake in the world, which is called Russia invading the Ukraine. We're going to talk a little bit about the DMJ. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the economy, which is very, very grim given where the market is today in the United States. And we're going to talk a little bit about basically what I would have to call politics in general in America. We're going to start talking about what's going on in the Ukraine. Jimmy, where do we stand right now and where does Russia stand, buddy?
So Russia's in a tough position. Of course, the conflict is, the dynamics have changed significantly in the last week. As we predicted, as what I'd said on this show numerous times over the last month, Ukrainians were preparing, did a very effective preparation of the battlefield for an offensive. And what they did is they started taking actions down in the Crimea and in some key strategic locations, logistics, supplies, and airfield, destroyed a lot of aircraft, destroyed a lot of weapons and material support for frontline troops down in the south. That forced the Russians to reposition troops down onto the northern portion of the Crimea Peninsula. And then the Ukrainians took offensive actions in Kharkiv and basically in the northeastern section of the Russian-occupied areas. In about the last 3 or 4 days, they've taken back nearly 2,500 square miles of property. 2,500 square miles of property from Russian-controlled occupied areas.
Boy, did Putin make a mistake or what, Jimmy?
Well, it's not over, but, you know, I've said from the beginning, Al, and I think you agreed with me, that this was a mistake before he started.
Sure.
And what, you know, there's been a lot of players involved here. Of course, the Russians in the invasion in Ukrainian positions, they had two major public objectives.
Yeah.
One was to force Ukraine from becoming a NATO member.
And that's not going to work.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
And then the second major objective was to, quote, denazify Ukraine.
Yeah.
And what we found and what the Russian soldiers in command has found is there wasn't a large group of people that were happy to be not denazified. In fact, the Ukrainians really rallied around their president, Zelensky, the guy that won a 73% victory in the election in 2019. They rallied around him. They were unable to take his government out of power within the first 72 hours to, you know, 96 hours, which would have been critical for success for their operation.
Yeah.
And basically people have found out that, you know, yes, Azov Battalion, there was a couple of, you know, quote, you know, right-wing extremist organizations, basically nationalists fighting for their territory.
Yeah.
But the reality is most people were just like, didn't want Russia to be there. And that's been a challenge. So they failed there, and with the public, you know, the campaign to somehow show they were denazifying. And then the second part of it with the NATO membership, what's happened in this 6, 7 months since their invasion is, in fact, NATO has expanded to two actually quite capable allies, Sweden and Finland. Both have asked and now been given okay to be NATO members. They have capable militaries, they have high technology equipment, and they're on the northern border with Russia. So this was a boneheaded move on Putin's part, because in fact he intimidated people and they said, no, we need NATO to stop this aggression. Now, he's been doing well. Putin has been making money in the energy sector because he stayed connected with China. The Indians are still buying energy from him. He's, you know, economically, the sanctions were, you know, somewhat useless that went against him. However, in the long term, what has happened is the European Union's realized how obligated they were to Russia and Putin's control with energy. So they're making very painful but deep strides to decouple themselves from Russia influence and impact. In the long term, that's not going to benefit Putin at all.
No.
And I think this, you know, the ultimate problem here for Russia is if they would have been successful in the first week or so to change the government in Kiev, to basically, you know, use their propaganda effort to, you know, to shape people's opinion that it was a corrupt government, and if they were successful in that, this would be a completely different world. But they weren't. They failed, and yeah. Now they're losing ground, and the more they're losing ground, the more painful it's going to be, and it's actually beginning, there's so many Russian casualties, it's beginning an impact at home, and Vladimir Putin is actually losing support by both media, and not directly him, but the war, his objectives. The media is attacking him and attacking the war in his country now. They're not able to arrest everybody that's complaining. And in fact, some senior members of the Duma, their legislature, are actually speaking out against the failures and the mistakes. There's been an assassination attempt, or at least a reported assassination attempt, against Putin in the last 48 hours, 72 hours. And many of his jailed opponents, people that were actually not happy with it, are you know, beginning to be recognized as this, you know, exactly what Putin is. He's a totalitarian leader that's pushing an agenda.
Yeah.
And now he's really suffering. And I think it's going to be incredibly painful process for the next few months. I don't think it's over yet. We don't know what's going to happen, how he'll respond.
Yeah.
But the pain is great for all sides, but the Ukrainians are doing quite well right now.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. We got about 10 minutes left in this particular segment. What is it? Yeah, it is about about 3 minutes left. Let me ask you this. How do you feel China fits into this thing? I personally think China is a major player. I think if China rallied against what the Russians were doing, I think that the Ukraine would be totally independent territory right now. But we haven't seen China do that. I think that President Xi is, quite frankly, handling the situation very well in terms of the relationship between Russia and Communist China.
I think Xi, from the beginning, used Putin and probably gave the go-ahead, hey, we'll support you on this.
Yeah.
And I think he was using it as a template, to actually a test ground to see how the West would respond. And of course, that would, and how actually Joe Biden and the Biden regime would respond to actions. So he's looking at what can happen and whether or not that would impact a Chinese movement on Taiwan. And of course, what he's seeing, he's going to have to be very careful. But we do know that just in the last, you know, couple of days, that Putin and Xi have met. They're working with the Iranians in an attempt to try to put together a coalition to counter the EU and the United States. But they've been, you know, the weapon systems that were used have failed from the Russian, you know, on the Russian side. Western technology has done a better job, even though the much smaller Ukrainian forces, the technology's been better. Russian momentum has stalled, but not only that, the morale of its soldiers is very, very low, and they don't actually understand what's happening and why they're there.
Yeah.
So all those factors, Xi's been playing pretty effectively, looking at them, watching it, which hopefully will keep them from taking actions in Taiwan. But at the same time, they're saying they're going to back Russia, and that could be a more problematic east-west confrontation over time.
It's a really complicated situation. Jim, we've only got about 10 seconds left here before we have to take a commercial break. What I want to get into in the next segment, which is the shortest segment on the show, is I want to get your opinion about how Biden has handled the situation. I'll do the same thing and give my opinion. Stick around, you guys.